good does not do that.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart. 1776.
All right, folks, we're live broadcasting worldwide on this second day of November 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.tv is the InfoWars nightly news website. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the big news websites. Wow, there is so much to get into. I say this every day, but it really is Twilight Zone, what's happening. Ben Stein has come out on Fox News and called Obama the most racist president in history. And I tend to agree with that because all the bad things that our founding fathers did was done in their time. When in Africa and in Asia and in the Middle East, no one was saying slavery was wrong. Everybody had slaves. Caste systems in India, caste systems in Japan, call it what you want. A samurai wanted to test his new knife out on a peasant, he could. It was our founding fathers and mothers that said, we need to examine this and get rid of it. It was England that led the world in the abolition of slavery and the abolition of whaling. I'm not lionizing England. I'm just stating the facts here. So when we see the controlled corporate media point its finger at our founders and at America and say that we are the fount of racism, that is being done by people that want to promote it and want to push it as a political diversion from all the real discrimination that's going on big time. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're live broadcasting worldwide. David Knight's coming up, Anthony Gucciardi and other investigative reporters, and a lot more today. And your phone calls, I'm going to give the number out on the other side for first-time callers. We'll talk the spaceship disaster and more.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, my friends, we're live, and we're broadcasting worldwide on this second day of November 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're not just here Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We're also back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find all the showtimes, affiliates, everything at Infowars.com in the Listen tab area, as well as the free podcast, free video feeds, audio feeds, all of it, Infowars.com/show. Well, obviously, there's a lot of new election news coming up, and we're going to be covering the election in the second hour with David Knight and, of course, Anthony Gucciardi, analyzing both election 2014 that is so key, this midterm election, and we're also going to be looking at the latest on Ebola. In the meantime, I want to open the phones up early in this first hour, something we really don't ever do on this Sunday broadcast, but I want to open it up for first-time callers on the Virgin Atlantic space plane crash, on Ebola, on Ben Stein saying Obama is the most racist president in U.S. history. Stein calls Obama most racist president there has ever been in America. Well, he certainly promotes racial division and race baiting more than anybody before. We'll be looking at that in detail today, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be taking your phone calls. As I said, the Sunday number's a little different than the weekday number because we produce it all here in-house. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, and we will get you up and on the air with us, 877-789-2539, and we'll get you up and on the air here today. First-time callers, 877-789-2539. Before I hit everything that I'm going to get to, the whole bunch of economic news, police state news, you name it, first and foremost, I don't particularly like some of the politics of global warming bull and the rest of it that get put out by the head of Virgin Galactic. They have Virgin Atlantic is the where he made all his money, but you have Virgin Galactic, and it's space planes, Spaceship Two, crashing last Friday. We covered it live as it happened on the Friday transmission. But it's hard to join the critics and so-called experts criticizing him because one of the pilots died and the other's extremely injured and parachuted down. When all innovation has cost lives, when this is what it is to be a human, is to take risk. It's the nanny state that wants to take that out of the equation and have all the aircraft of the future and all the spaceships of the future be pilotless drones when it comes to exploration, with humans taking a back seat, if any, role in the future. Time magazine 2 weeks ago came out and told you what I told you 15 years ago. They're going to push for humans to not be allowed to drive cars anywhere in the world, and the computers will drive them because they're, quote, safer. That's the end of humans being involved in anything. Just like calculators are great, except that it shows that arithmetic has lost about half of its test scores in the West since the Texas Instruments cheaper calculator came out 30-something years ago. It has turned us into mindless idiots. And I'm not against technology, but I'm saying let's build it and direct it and promote it in a way that promotes humanity being at the center of it. But the elite have decided we're not involved in that equation at all. So I talk about trailblazers, Lewis and Clark. I talk about Albert Einstein. Again, I like sports as much as the next person. But still, it shouldn't be the apple of our eye, the top of our pyramid, when it comes to what we admire and what we promote. I think a firefighter that goes in a burning building to save a family is much more important than Michael Jordan or anybody else for that matter. That's what it comes down to, is that I don't care about some star in an entertainment venue like Brad Pitt. I care about real humans that are a great example of the highest goals and aspirations of our species. I'm a fan of humanity. And the technocrats that have stolen their wealth through fractional reserve banking and derivatives, they don't have that view about us. They see the 7.5 billion people as a disease, as a scourge, and in many levels we are. But because we're being directed by globalists who set the world up the last 60 years, in their own words, for us to fail. And of course there's a lot of lazy, bad people out there. But we shouldn't write off all of humanity just because there's a bunch of scum out there in low places, in middle places, and in very, very high places. We should demand excellence. We should demand quality. We should demand innovation. And let me tell you, the head of Virgin Galactic is a trailblazer, is a risk taker, is an amazing individual. And despite the fact that he's on global warming bandwagons and gun control bandwagons that I absolutely detest, I can still not throw out the baby with the bathwater. I can still admire that. I can still look at somebody who's putting their money where their mouth is and innovating with humans in those spacecraft. They've had space planes that are pilotless for at least 30 years. Virgin ignored space safety warnings before crash, says expert. And within hours, at first, right as it happened, right as the last 30 minutes of the show and it broke, I said, you know, that guy was saying he wasn't worried about safety and there was some criticisms of NASA with their rockets blowing up. I mean, look, this is a dangerous business. But then within minutes, I saw pundits on CNN, Fox criticizing him, and there shouldn't be people in those, and oh, he's in trouble, and ooh, this is bad. They want us to all just sit down and shut up. They've banned dodgeball all across the United States. They're trying to ban sports. They're banning kids playing with Nerf guns. They're domesticating us while militarizing the military-industrial complex against the people. So as soon as I saw that, I went, wait a minute, you're always promoting innovation. You're always promoting trailblazing. You're always promoting taking action. You're always promoting risk-taking and putting humans first and building a world where humans are at the center of it for our future progeny, not just us currently. You promote a free market system where we vote with our dollars and we vote with innovation. And so all I can say is I totally admire what they've done, and my heart goes out to the family of the lost space plane pilot. But at the same time, I mean, they'll live forever. People will know their names. They won't know the timid souls that never get in the arena. That famous poem I read every month on air or so, written by President Teddy Roosevelt, about doesn't matter who the critic is sitting back in the bleachers. It matters the man or the woman in the arena. In fact, will you guys print me that? I want to read that quote again. AFP reports a rocket's science safety expert today on Sunday said Virgin Galactic ignored safety warnings in the years leading up to the deadly crash. What was it supposed to do? Innovation isn't safe. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Of its spacecraft in California as investigators hunt for clues to the accident's cause. Well, I don't know. We've lost hundreds and hundreds of admitted test pilots. Everybody knows Chuck Yeager's name, but he never died. I mean, he fought in World War II and shot down something like 30 Nazis. I mean, was he supposed to not go over there and risk his life like my grandfathers did? It's the same thing. Of course, the government loses people. Private industry is going to lose people. But they're freaking out over this because it's private industry. And remember, Obama said you didn't build your business. And 2 weeks ago, Hillary said businesses don't hire people. Caroline Campbell, a rocket propulsion expert with the Netherlands-based International Association for the Advancement of Space Safety, oh, give me a break, said she could not speculate on the cause of Friday's crash without all the data. However, she said multiple warnings have been issued to Virgin since 07 when three engineers died testing a rocket on the ground. Based on the work we've done, including me writing a paper on the handling of nitrous oxide, we were concerned about what was going on at Virgin Galactic. I sent copies of the paper to various people at Virgin Galactic in 2009, and they were ignored, she said. Campbell said she outlined concerns to Virgin Galactic in a subsequent telephone conversation. Of course there's concerns, lady. You don't think they don't want the safest system out there so they don't have a disaster? You don't think they don't want dead pilots, dead astronauts? You sit back over there with your nanny state organization telling a bunch of people that are on the field how to live their lives. It's people like you that are ruining civilization. British tycoon, and I say hero, Richard Branson told reporters on the Mojave on Saturday afternoon that he'd always been Virgin's paramount concern. And now he's saying he'll go up soon. Whatever. It's just so, I'm just sick of it. Do you realize the IRS in this country arrests tens of thousands of people with no judge, no jury, no proof every year? That's the real threat.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
wound up when I watch this culture where they're trying to end human innovation. I learned about 15 years ago, I've been on air 20 years, that there was a public plan hatched by Bertrand Russell, Julian Huxley, and others. Aldous Huxley was his brother, wrote Brave New World and other books. At the United Nations, this is all public, by the way, to create a global computerized surveillance grid and to have all machines, all cars, all industry run by central computers that would then surveil and control all human activity and even be able to predict human activity by mass surveillance before it took place. Now, Google brags that they want to be a artificially intelligent crystal ball that can predict the future, and they say they can now do it to a certain extent. But imagine reading stuff written by people in the 30s, funded by the Queen of England, the King of England at the time. Remember, he wrote in 1932, Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. You read that book in 2014, a lot of it's come true. How they've used pharmakia, drugs, social engineering to control the population. But then you merge that with kind of a 1984 scenario, and then you add to that a Terminator-type scenario with Skynet, and you've got where they're going. And Huxley wrote Brave New World Revisited in 61 before he died, gave a speech in 62. We've aired in full here on the radio at Berkeley. It's online. It's an hour long. Where he laid all this out. See, people used to hear me 15 years ago say there's an MIT Department of Transportation plan, and it's also in Europe, to tax you by the mile and to track everywhere you go with GPS wireless systems. Now, for at least 6 years, but it's been in for about 10 most places, from Australia to Germany, from England to the United States to Canada, all cars have a tracker box in them, and it was in CBS News last week. They're about to set, in fact, it already started last year, actually, 2013. The tests have come in from Chicago, Austin, New York, D.C., 10 test cities. They've already got them in Europe as well. They're going, oh, the results are great. We're going to start taxing you by the mile. And Time Magazine came out and said time to ban drivers and said by 2024, all driving will be illegal. Only robots will drive you. They're safer. They're better. We'll use insurance actuaries to charge you so much you can't afford to drive, and we'll bankrupt you, and only the richest people will be able to drive. Do you understand the level of the social engineering? This is 1,000 times past making you get on trains or buses. And it's all public. And listen, if you're a listener or you've passively listened to me, I had 100 affiliates back in like 2000. I went down to as low as like 40 affiliates when I said 9/11 was an inside job when nobody else would. I've gone back up to about 180 affiliates now. People have been listening to me for years, tens of millions. Matt Drudge says in tweets he listens to this show over other shows. In the top 20 of Talkers Magazine. I'm not bragging. I'm saying it's a big show. So you've basically already heard me say this 10 years ago. Some of you heard me say it 15 years ago. My first 5 years on air. I was like a Ron Paul. Let's audit the Fed. Let's lower taxes. Mainline libertarian Republican. And then my listeners educated me. And I would laugh at them. There's no black helicopters. Fluoride isn't bad for you. My dad's a dentist. GMO's good for you. That's a bunch of leftists that don't want to feed the world. Until I got educated. And the last 15 years has been just over the top. It's so hardcore, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on. It's so horrible. But if we would just wake up to it, we could turn it around so quickly. I don't get up here and say these wild things to be sensational. I say them because it's true. They're building a world where we're not part of it. They're phasing humans out. It was announced in 1999 in the April issue of Wired Magazine by Bill Joy, a billionaire who went to a private globalist conference of 200 top tech owners, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, and they had a meeting and decided after 2 days that the plan was to bring in the world government and reduce population down to almost zero. They said, Do we just let people play games all day, you know, fantasy games, World of Warcraft and Second Life, and hurt the Earth? Or if these people don't matter, do we basically phase them out? And the consensus was phase you out. And Bill Joy wrote a cover story warning you. The decision had been made. And how does Newsweek and 60 Minutes and Time Magazine and MSNBC and CNN and Nightline, how do they respond? Alex Jones is crazy. I had the host of ABC News here 4 years ago when Nightline was here. And I went to dinner with him to a steakhouse afterwards. And he said, there's no world government during the interviews. And I went and said, here is world leaders calling for global government. And he said, they mean a different global government than you. I showed him the British prime minister, the U.S. president, the head of the EU, Von Rompuy, calling for global government, saying 2007 will be the first year, 2008 with global governance. It was a few years old. And he just looked at me and he said, that's a different world government. And then at dinner, he just said, yeah, I know you're basically telling some stuff that's true, but I got kids, I got a job, I got a career. What are you going to do anyways? And it's always the same story. The public is, and it's true, is so dumbed down. How do you even turn this around? How do you even change it when you can't even reach out to the public? Well, you know what? 5% won the war against the British Empire. 5% defeated that tyranny. It doesn't take a majority. That's why I'm so sick of Barack Obama demonizing our founding fathers, the Democratic Party saying they own slaves. Do you realize whether it was the caste system in Japan or India or Africa or the Middle East or Russia, all the people were basically serfs, slaves. That's what serf means, is slave. It's a Latin derivation. But to create guilt in the Christian Western culture that ended slavery worldwide, they didn't say, oh, great, the West ended slavery. Oh, great, the founding fathers almost passed ending slavery in 1776, but couldn't get the votes from the South. Civil War was just an extension of that fight. They tell you that only America owns slaves. How many thousands of movies and TV shows? That's why Ben Stein's come out and said Obama is the most racist president in history. I got that clip coming up after calls. And it's true because they promote everything on race, because while the mega banks are tax exempt and get banker bailout money by the trillions and lobby to raise our taxes, and all the big banks openly lobby to take our guns and bring in this tyranny, they want us fighting with each other over what color we are. I went and ate at a nice restaurant Wednesday night on East 6th Street, a gentrified area, and had somebody try to mug us. Basically said, give me money. I'm real mad and bowed up. And I just said, listen, we're not going to give you money. And it was a black guy doing it to us. And then one of my crew members went out Saturday, almost got mugged downtown by people pulled out knives that were going to kill you, whitey. I don't hate black people because there's a bunch of racist black people out attacking whites. But see, the media won't cover it because it's political correctness. And they've so energized some black folks with hatred, they believe it's okay to go out and attack whites. You can't even go into downtown Austin, basically anywhere. I want to warn everybody. You just go out, you will deal with black Ku Klux Klan people, basically.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to Matt, Steve, Chris, Mark, Will, Chad, Giuliano, Maria, Ray, and others coming up. Then Anthony Gucciardi is going to be in studio with us, and so is David Knight on this live Sunday edition. By the way, I'm going to do this. I have limited resources, limited reporters, but we got about 10 reporters total, 4 or 5 videographers. It's come out in Austin, Texas, where this syndicated broadcast originates from, that groups of black youth beat up Hispanics and whites down in downtown Austin. It's so bad that Max Cabrera, a computer consultant, last week, it was on CBS and Fox News here locally, was with his girlfriend, and it was caught on surveillance footage, was downtown doing nothing, and 6 black males approached him, broke his nose, sexually assaulted her. Now, that said, I told some friends, I said, listen, so many people are getting mugged. I said, somebody better be packing heat if we go eat anywhere downtown, even in supposedly nice areas. And the friends I went out with Wednesday night laughed at me. And I said, listen, I'm a news hound. I cover the news. Not once, but twice we were approached by black males. Once the person got a little bit aggressive, the second time extremely aggressive, bowed up and said, basically, you better give me money. And one of the women began yelling at him. And then I said some choice words, friendly way. I just said, listen, this is, you better move on. And it was a big guy, okay? Now, this is happening all over the country. You hear about the knockout game, old people getting knocked out, getting killed, shops getting robbed, Ferguson now into St. Louis, white houses, white businesses being attacked. It's like the Klan running around, who was racially motivated, randomly targeting black people to physically attack. I have protested the Ku Klux Klan, ladies and gentlemen, more than a dozen times on record, the videos on YouTube. You go back 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago was probably the last time I did. If they come to Austin, Texas, I'll go protest them. It's a horrible organization. But the media will not cover this, that it's racially motivated. Then Anthony Gucciardi was out. He told me about it Saturday. He was actually out Friday night. He went to a restaurant. He comes out. He's walking to where his car is parked. And six black males come over to him, pull a knife out, and basically say, give us your woman. She is an attractive lady, his girlfriend, or we're going to stab you. And they kept just menacing him and then saying, you're not going to do anything. And there were police about 100 yards away, but they didn't see it, and began punching him. And he has bruises on him. And then he just said, yes, you're right. You win. You're wonderful. And then they didn't stab him to death. So I just have to give an advisory to everyone listening in Austin, Texas. You cannot go anywhere downtown except where the police patrol heavily around the W and other areas. Anywhere on 2nd Street down, 6th Street, I-35, anywhere into East Austin where they've gentrified it, it is a war zone of mugging and robbery. Okay? I'm going to explain something. There's only about 40 people that are employees here, another 10 contractors. I have had, in the last 2 weeks, an employee and a contractor attacked. I was almost attacked twice Wednesday night. Do you understand that? So, I am tired of this, and I'm going to have flyers put up all over Austin to stop the racial attacks. I'm going to put hidden cameras out if the Austin Police Department can't do anything about it. And just something's got to be done, because it spread from 6th Street all over downtown. I've talked to police officers. They say they're absolutely aware of it. It is just that they just say there's basically nothing they can do. There's so much of it happening, and that things are so politically correct they can't tell anybody. So we need news affiliates like 590 AM and their great team of news reporters to look into it. I'm telling you, send your reporter downtown at night and see if they don't get stabbed or almost stabbed. It is out of control. And I'm going to send reporters down there. I'm going to catch all this on tape. I'm going to go down there, because it's like shooting fish in a barrel, catching this. If it happened to me, a contractor, and one of our crew members in the last 2 weeks, I mean, it is dangerous in downtown Austin. And I'm sorry, businesses, do something about it. Make it safe. It's a great downtown. It's a great city. But the word's out, by the way. Only dumb college kids will even get anywhere near there. And the crime is spreading. This stuff's happening at 8 o'clock at night now. You wouldn't catch me dead downtown after 10. It's so dangerous. That's when most of the muggings and racial attacks happen. And it's racial. It's racial. But you're not going to hear Jesse Jackson or any of the white liberals talk about it. Let's play this Ben Stein clip from Fox News where he says Obama's the most racist president that's ever been. Hey, I know this. He sure promotes it. And there's sure been this green light put out that being white is inherently evil, or even Hispanic. Now, I notice it's not rednecks getting attacked. Those, everybody knows they're packing heat. And this is becoming a real problem, folks. Let's go to the clip.
This president is the most racist president there's ever been in America. He is purposely trying to use race to divide Americans. Anyone who investigates it even a little bit knows it's hogwash.
Well, you know that the White House presses back vehemently against those kinds of arguments, or those suggestions that the president, or that Eric Holder overseeing the...
That's enough. Eric Holder on record attacking anybody right of Mao. With the IRS. I mean, just give me a break. This country is out of control. We need to stop it. Matt in Florida, thanks for holding. I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Matt. You're on the air worldwide. That's how I wanted to talk about Ebola. I've been a listener since 2007. I'm a first-time caller. I followed the swine flu hoax carefully at the time. It was plain to see once you found out that Baxter Pharmaceutical had created this vaccine for use for the swine flu a full year before the supposed onset outbreak of the swine flu. That was pretty clear to see that was a hoax. With Ebola, a little less so. But coming into view now, while there is this deal with incubation period, not 21 days, 41 days, which would make for the spread all that much worse, I guess. The longer the incubation period, it's counterintuitive. It would spread all over the place. Nobody knows they're spreading it. But after months into this, I've seen now this fake CNN and New York Times footage where they show these naked people, perfectly healthy, then just lie down right outside the supposed JFK.
No, I've seen the footage. There's undoubtedly a big Ebola outbreak in Africa, but they've turned the default protections off. I don't know what's going on. Notice Obama said last week, get ready for more Ebola cases after the election. He said, you expect more Ebola. I think we're going to find out the truth after next Tuesday. God bless you, Matt. Let's jam in some more here. Steve in Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, man, there's a spirit, a real dark spirit that's overcome America. And I feel it in Florida, and it really inspired me to take action after hearing Steve Quayle on your show. And I went down after seeing the David Knight interview with Adrian Wiley, and I went down to Bradenton, and I hijacked the Halloween block party. I dressed up in my Obama Ebola suit costume, the mask and all, and I went bullhorning. I hopped up on stage. Well, listen, man, the YouTube video is Governor Adrian Wiley is Florida's only hope for survival. I need this thing to go mega viral.
Say it again. What's the name of the headline?
Governor Adrian Wiley is Florida's only hope for survival. It is a torpedo that I made, and it's inspired by Jesus Christ, and I swear, we've got to repent.
Yeah, that's the libertarian guy that's got 10 points and the polls are higher, but they won't let him in the debates, who would give no more property tax, basically, which we ran the country before, 100 years ago with. People say, what are we going to run the country with? There was no income tax, no property tax, no nothing until the last 100 years. Most areas, the last 50. Great point. We'll check it out, brother. Chris in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Two things. One about the Ben Stein video. I'm going to take you back because people have a bad memory. Back to 2007 or 2008, the Democratic primaries. If you were not a racist, you were a sexist. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
So that is their M.O.
No, you're right. With Hillary about to run, the new thing is do what Hillary says or you hate women.
Exactly. And in order to rile up every gay and also but women, they have this video now. About.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I want to hear more, Chris. Don't hang up. Absolutely. And folks, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, north, south, east, west, we all need freedom. When I bring up these racial attacks going on in Austin, where I live, it's happening all over the country. I mean, it's been in alternative media. Drudge covers it constantly. It's because I want to expose this. Just like you expose the Klan, you stop them, you put heat on them, you expose the black gangs literally wreaking havoc.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and errs, who comes short again and again because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. And I'll say this, I salute Virgin Galactic, Virgin Atlantic, even though I greatly disagree with Branson's politics. I salute his innovations and his trailblazing and the astronauts, one of which lost their lives. I mean, that's what it's all about right there. And any world where humans aren't at risk is a dead world, is a technocracy, is a nanny state, police state on purpose. All right, going back to Chris in New York. Chris, you're making the point that if it's not racism, it's sexism. This is how they direct it, to change the subject into other issues. And then it gets so politically correct that everybody knows, it's all over local news in every major city, that whites and others are being attacked by black mobs. And it's just supposedly acceptable. And it's going on where I live, to the point of you can't go out in any of these areas. And it's not in the news because it's politically incorrect. Well, what happens when they run Hillary? If you don't support her gun control, you don't like women. I mean, it's just amazing how they change the subject. Go ahead.
Well, I agree. That is exactly their agenda. Every white man, if it's heterosexual, straight, in a sitcom or even cartoons, they are inherently evil. I also wanted to address before I go about the humanless driving. If you go back to the movie I, Robot, the Will Smith scene when he's driving, then all the robots are jumping out because he's supposed to be having an accident. It's something to actually be, you know, that is good to look at, because what it's just a control grid that is out of control.
It is. And again, the plan is to control us and track us and tax us by the mile. It's not like I'm saying they're going to bring out driverless cars and make us use them on my own. That's the plan, and it's diabolical. Great to hear from you. Mark in Texas says he's former law enforcement, wants to talk about police state. I noticed they've got bills in Congress to stop militarizing police now. That's in the Hill newspaper, push to demilitarize cops in lame duck session of Congress. Look, I don't defend the actions of cops that are out of control, but the point is, it's the feds that did this, and this is happening worldwide, this trend. I don't care if police have military hardware if it's not pointed at the people and political speech. It's not even so much about the weapons they have. The criminals have high power. The police need it. It's that it's politically aimed and directed. That's the problem with it. Because next, let me tell you, the UN plan is, after they've disarmed the people, it's the cops. Read State Department Memorandum 7277. It's declassified. Mark, go ahead in Texas.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear you, okay? You know, you had, not that long ago, you had a on your website about, I believe the guy was named, the guy who was shot in the back in Orlando, Florida, the Russian or the Chechen Sadarov.
Yeah, they killed one of the guys that knew one of the Boston bombing patsies. The FBI executed him.
Now, if I don't know if you know, you noticed, but I did a little research on that. I'm sorry. I kind of thought you would follow up on that too, but I know you're so busy. You got so many things. But what I found out is this FBI agent was actually a former Oakland, California police officer, and he had been just on the verge of being arrested in Oakland. He was a dirtbag. Okay. And he managed somehow to get some kind of a disability pension, a nice size disability pension, supposedly because he broke his ankle. And then the FBI hires him. Now, I can tell you this, Alex. I've tried to work in private security for Bell Helicopter and Pantex here in Texas. And I couldn't get it because I couldn't pass the security background. The federal government runs it on you, and it's very tough. And for the FBI, they have the number one security clearance. So I have a suspicion that what happens is not only the federal government, but a lot of police agencies now are hiring criminals. They sheep dip a lot of their records and stuff like that, and then they use them to do dirty work.
Well, yeah, this always went on in the Army, and then they would even change identities. Absolutely, you've got white side and dark side. And now the dark side is completely getting rid of the so-called compartmentalized good guy side of the FBI. And it's just literally Gestapo. And it's so sad. They admit that they shot him in the back of the head while he was being interrogated, and there was no investigation. They just said, we will now tie you up and shoot you in the back of the head whenever we want. It's just a reign of terror, sir. And people are intimidated by that. If we allow this to happen, it's all over. I mean, they are preparing Homeland Security for war with gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. And if we cower to that, they will then win and take over. And listen, if you think it's bad now, there's still a lot of good people in the FBI. But I remember my dad when I was like 18 getting out of high school, and he had the head of the federal marshals was his buddy. He's since moved out of Texas, been retired for a long time. And he was just about to retire. And I've been saying, you know, I want to be a forest ranger. I want to work in cattle production. Or maybe I'd be a cop, help people. And my dad goes, here, talk to this guy. See what he has to say. Because he heard about this. And the guy said, are you a criminal? Do you want to lie and hurt innocent people? And I said, no. And he goes, then you don't want to work for the feds. And I didn't really want to work for the feds. Just my dad was a smart type of guy that wouldn't tell me what he thought. He would just let me talk to somebody else. And the guy looked so sad when he told me that. And that's because it's always been corruption, but it's just taking over. And we're going to collapse like a third world country. I mean, it's just so scary now. God bless you. I hear you. You know, I mean, we did cover that. We went over it, and the Boston bombing was totally staged. Chad in Kentucky, you're on the air. Welcome. Yeah, talk right in your telephone for me. Don't listen to your radio. All right. Yeah, I got to let you go, Chad. Your phone's bad. How do you pronounce this next caller? Giuliano. That's what I thought. It's so small on the screen. Giuliano in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex Jones?
Good, brother.
I got a quick question. You know, my dad, he's like, he thinks it's all a conspiracy. You know, I'm trying to tell him, hey, look, you know, Ebola's out there. You know, they're covering it up. I've showed him all the documents that y'all have and I've looked for. He still won't believe it, you know. It kind of sucks, but, you know, what should I do? I know it's out there.
Well, what we know is they're leaving the borders open, letting people fly them, and all these other countries have banned it, and then letting people that have it, like these doctors and nurses, fly and go to bowling alleys and subways, and something isn't right. We're going to find out after the election. They could be covering up the spread, or it could be a simulant. I'm not saying it's not real Ebola over in Africa. It's just I don't know the truth, brother, and all I know is you can't trust a word comes out of the federal government, and you really can't believe a word comes out of Obama's mouth.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Folks, the reason they're federalizing police and militarizing and trying to recruit bad FBI agents and CIA people is because foreign banks took the country over in the last 50 years or so. And they've issued 1.5, now it's 2.0, $2,000 trillion in fake counterfeit money to buy up everything. And they know that when the inflation starts or whatever economic implosion is coming, we know it's untenable. They have to then enforce over that and try to shut down political opposition that would try to fix things or bring them to justice. So our ancestors fought Nazis and communists. Now we fight sophisticated white-collar frauds that have taken over the entire country and the world. And that's what it comes down to. And because we're facing sophisticated economic hitmen and hardcore white-collar fraud, the average person doesn't know how to deal with it. The whole thing is a fraud. It's coming down. And the criminals are running around buying armored redoubts all over the world, from Switzerland to the Ozarks in Missouri. I mean, I know Hollywood people. I know billionaires. I mean, they all listen because they know I know what I'm talking about, because they're all getting told this by heavy hitters. This whole thing's coming down. I don't know when. And I don't want any trouble. I don't want to start anything. I don't want a revolution. I just want my country back. I want stability back. I want a republic. I want my kids to have a future. I want cops to be safe. I want to be safe. I want the pension funds to be good. I want our vets to be taken care of. I want everybody to live in peace. But we got a bunch of crooks on top running things, and they hope they can create a big enough crisis. It's a smoke screen. They get away with it. Second hour coming up. More calls.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go to as many calls as we can in this short segment ahead of Anthony Gucciardi and David Knight joining us in studio. Ray in California, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Can you hear me?
Sure can, brother.
I just had a suggestion for the listening audience. I started tithing for open source projects, alternatives for like YouTube and Skype and things like that. And I found out that it's pretty easy to run a lot of the user-friendly OSs for Linux. if you just go to Craigslist and post under gigs that you want someone to help you with some specific project, it's a pretty great solution for getting everything from Torrents services set up.
That's right. Some of the best tech help you can get is from the great open source community that wants to work together. You can really do some amazing things. I've seen our crew, my IT people, not be able to, you know, figure something out with establishment companies. They just go to the web and talk to folks out there, the great crew we have, and they help innovate and come up with solutions.
And also, I have a suggestion for your show, kind of open two suggestions. I think you're on Twitter and Facebook. Maybe you should also link your Twitter account with the hashtags to Diaspora, that open source alternative where they kill
themselves. I agree. We should be on all those platforms. Listeners, do it for us. Set us up. You know, create fan pages on everything. You know, don't wait for our permission. I've got more fires I can put out. We need your help. I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Thank you for the call. JJ in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome. Okay, he's gone. Let's take another caller. Let's talk to Ray in California. You're on the air, Ray.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Alex?
Yes.
Okay, there's a little echo on here. I wanted to know, first of all... I got a couple of points.
So everybody knows the Talos system is the standard talk radio system. When we go to you, you'll hear a psh. So that's what you heard. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, last week I talked to you and Steve Quayle was on the air.
Yes, go ahead.
And I brought the point where I thought maybe we were beyond the revelation. And he stated that, no, we were not, and that the BP oil spill and the Fukushima Daiichi incident were intentionally done. And then he went into a little bit about Montana. What I wanted to state is that the Pacific Ocean in and of itself, I believe, is more than one-third of the waters. And I believe that the one-third of the waters destroyed is after a nuclear holocaust occurs.
All right, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Will in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yep.
Hi, I'm Will from Richmond, Virginia. I just wanted to say that... Tommy Loren from the One American News Network, last night I was up at like 1:30, I just woke up, and she was saying that the Spanish government was put out a statement saying they were worried about the ISIS now creating a bioweapon of Ebola, as if they would have the capabilities to do that.
Yeah, that was in the AP last week that they're saying ISIS created. Look, ISIS is a real terror group, but they're funded by Western governments. But they don't need to fund ISIS to go get Ebola as suicide martyrs to come over here, because our own government brings in the Ebola patients and lets them tramps all over the place. That's the point we're making, is they're all hyping up Ebola being brought in by terrorists. What about being brought in by these open borders and these airplanes allowed to fly in?
Yeah, it's incredible. They're not doing a thing.
It is, Will. Great point. Maria in North Carolina, last caller. Go ahead, Maria.
Hi, Alex. My question is about the number of doctors and nurses that are involved in the health care of the Ebola patients here. We know that they're asking for quarantine for the other people, but what happens to the doctors and nurses that are actually treating the Ebola patients here? Where do they go after work? What are the protocols, if any, that are imposed upon them?
There aren't, and that's what I'm saying, is that normally they would do this. Why are they saying it's a non-issue? I don't know, Maria. We'll talk about it more tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. In fact, we're going to talk about it in the next segment with Anthony Gucciardi on the Ebola subject and a lot of other known things we know the globalists are doing to poison the food and water supply. We'll talk election with David Knight as well. God bless you all. Infowars.com. Tell your friends and family. Tune in.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, one NASA rocket blew up early last week, and then on Friday, Virgin Atlantic's space plane.
You've got it.
Came down to ground, dropping like a rock. One of the pilots killed, the other parachuting out. I tell you, I don't even like Sir Richard Branson's politics on many fronts, but I really admire trailblazing, like I said last hour, This is what all innovation basically takes and needs, and there's going to be risk. There's going to be lost lives. And when I watch the media early on begin a demonization campaign of folks trying to bring us private space flight and innovation, it's really disgusting to watch a bunch of armchair quarterbacks who have made their way in the establishment crony system criticizing trailblazers, especially the pilots, the test pilots inside of that spaceship. It's similar to some of the space planes the military had 30 years ago. Most of that was classified because so many pilots died, and Americans didn't have the stomach anymore for people like Chuck Yeager, who openly risked their lives. The deaths have basically been secret. And the intel I've got is not in space so much, but on the ground, more than 2,000 dead test pilots, and a lot of them in space planes. And I had that from Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program, that it was very high numbers. And I said, hundreds? And he put his thumb up in the ballroom in L.A. where we're on C-SPAN doing a TV program. And I said, 500, 1,000? And his thumb kept going up. And I said, 2,000? He goes, yeah, I think you got your... I mean, that's pretty amazing. And I've got Anthony Gucciardi here to talk about some really serious issues, but I thought I would just add those points because I hadn't gotten to it earlier. Back when we had heroes who were inventors, who were trailblazers, who were doing things like this, we were a very innovative Renaissance society. When it became football players and basketball players, society started falling apart, ladies and gentlemen. So my real rock stars are innovators and trailblazers. And so I've got to say, the pilots of these craft, regardless of what goes on with Branson, you know, he said he would have his kids fly on it and stuff like that. Look, space flight's very dangerous. I mean, look at NASA. People say, oh, there's rockets are blowing up all the time. It's a miracle they don't blow up more often. This is cutting edge. And that's why the government keeps it secret from the public, the real space program. They admit 80% of it's secret because the public can't handle the truth. Anthony Gucciardi, briefly, your take on the whole Richard Branson situation and the space plane falling like Icarus from the heavens.
Well, you know, it's easy to take advantage of this situation by the mainstream media and say, well, look at him. We can't do this. We can't make these leaps and bounds. But it's always the trailblazers that are blamed for the fallacies that happen in their invention and in their ingenious. Look at the creation of the light bulb. For example, there were naysayers saying that it was a horrible idea and that people could die from electrocutions and similar things. Or if you even look at aqueduct systems, every single time that a major invention is created, people are always going to attack it. And the same thing for information. So I think it's very courageous in many ways to actually try things, knowing that it could blow up in your face publicly and knowing that you could look like a fool despite your attempts to innovate. And I think Richard Branson is going to go and do it again because he doesn't care. He actually wants to innovate in many ways. And, of course, you know, he's not perfect, but he wants to innovate in ways that...
I overall like him.
Yeah, me too.
It's just that I wish he didn't have some of his liberal tendencies, but it just seems that's what most of these people are into. Speaking of innovation, Leanne McAdoo had a piece on Friday that was just shocking. The majority of people she talked to on the hike and bike trail on the pedestrian bridge in downtown Austin, Texas, where this broadcast originates from, agreed with basically banning humans in cars, saying it's safer to have robots drive. Who runs the robots? Who programs the system? It's like the smart meters have been caught in California and Texas, gouging people and surveilling on all your other wireless activity and selling it through the power company to private interest. This is ubiquitous. I'm all into technology. I've been a trailblazer in alternative media using alternative systems. So I'm all about innovation, but Time Magazine 2 weeks ago, I've harped on this a lot, had this headline article, "It's Time to Ban Humans Driving Cars," and it endorses, well, here's the headline, roughly 10 years from now, we will see the end of human driving, a seminal moment of the first half of the 21st century. And we went out and talked to Austin. I was like, yeah, ban humans in cars, it's for the Earth. Don't you understand? It's about building a planet with technology where we're not even part of it or part of the future. Then enters the globalist paradigm, eugenics. So the reason I invited you into this segment and the next, then David Knight's coming up, and I want you to join us with him and talk about the election, Anthony, is the fact that when you look at this, they are building a planet where the majority of us won't even be alive. So I wanted to go over three or four examples from even mainstream news that you've got there in front of you of where they are targeting us with things that are killing us, as the fluoride, as the BPH, as the glyphosates hit us, cancer, diabetes, every other disease is skyrocketing. Instead of people asking for donations at every store I go to for cancer research and then telling me I'm a bad person because I don't give them money, I'd give money if they were doing fundraising to start an investigation of why it was skyrocketing. Find out why it's skyrocketing. Sure, try to find a cure, but knowing what's causing it is the issue, and then stopping that. Anthony Gucciardi, tell us what's coming up.
We're going to talk about the three ways, the three proofs that time and time again, peer-reviewed research, mainstream media admits the government is pushing things on us that are making us stupid, making us infertile, and actually killing us, downright killing us. We're going to talk about the studies, and we're going to say, why is this happening, and correlate that to the Ebola issue right now and other things going on, and outline how you can protect yourself against all of it.
That's right, because we have these Ebola headlines for InfoWars.com. Back on Friday, CDC to purchase body bags in anticipation of more Ebola deaths. That's an InfoWars.com article right off the Fed BizOps website. DrudgeReport.com picked that up. Here's another one. Government agencies scramble to purchase hazmat suits, more than 1 million. And our inside source said 250,000 of those are being sent to Dallas, where they think Ebola could be spreading. And I've been saying it. Obama's waiting till after the election, Anthony. Till after next Tuesday, just a couple days from now, they're waiting to then announce. And I don't think it's going to be a huge pandemic or something, but clearly we've got the confirmed reports from medical doctors we know on and off record saying they're disappearing people who have Ebola-like symptoms. How bad do you think it really is?
I know it's bad because not only have the doctors told us those things, but I see the mainstream media downplaying the Ebola epidemic. When they were freaking out about it in the beginning, for many good reasons, or they were overhyping it. But now you even go to CNN and it's like not a big deal. Drudge is the only one really, really pushing this with some of the articles we've written, and the only one actually saying, hey, this is still an issue, releasing people after less than 21 days quarantine, not even quarantine.
All the other countries ban the flights coming in.
In Africa.
Or restrict them. But then we're bad to say maybe we should look at that. And then Obama comes out last Thursday and says, oh, I think you'll see some more Ebola cases. Get ready for that. He's getting people ready.
Spanish officials are saying ISIS is going to use Ebola to create outbreaks throughout the world in the United States. No one cares.
No, it's not ISIS. I mean, maybe they will. No, it's not ISIS. We know it's this doctor who knew he was sick and lied to the cops in New York and went on the subway and restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you think?
They're arrogant about it.
Something. And then this nurse refusing and running around in Maine. What's going on?
Well, the whole thing is, that's the question. What is going on? Because we can't be surprised when Ebola outbreaks happen.
That's it. We don't know exactly what's going on, folks, but we know there's a cover-up going on.
Yes. And we know it's not logical to basically say publicly, the State Department, yeah, come on over from Liberia, Sierra Leone. We'll treat you. You know, if you have Ebola, we'll send you to the best hospitals in the world in the United States. You don't have to pay for it. Just like the illegals, just come on over. If you have Ebola, this is the place to be.
This is how you bring America down. You get the globalist in, you open the borders. We're going to cover with David Knight coming up. He has articles, mainstream news out of Chicago and other areas, where they have ballot initiatives in Illinois to just let foreigners vote. I mean, they're open now. This has reached Twilight Zone proportions.
Why would the illegals not come here? Why would an Ebola patient not come here? If I had Ebola and I was somewhat selfish, personally, I would probably just die and not infect anyone else. But if I had Ebola and I wanted to be treated, I would get on a plane. I'd take some Advil or equivalent, get the fever down, you know, kind of lay low, get on the plane, get over here, and then go to the hospital, say, yeah, I have Ebola. And guess what? They may survive.
The UN's own mathematicians at the WHO said that by the end of December, by January 1st, 1.4 million Ebola cases in Africa. I mean, if we think with 100,000 or whatever it is, or 200,000, it's bad now, imagine when it's 1.4 mil and they're hanging off the plane skids, the wheels, to get over here. And then the new trendy thing to do, I guess, is to drink Ebola blood to prove you're not racist.
It reminds me of that kid who ran away from home several months ago and he actually hid in the
plane. Hold on, stay there.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Such beautiful music.
This magic moment,
as America realizes,
so different and so new,
they wake up to progressive cancer, just like you and me too.
And then it happens.
sleeping giant begin to arise.
You took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes.
Sweeter than wine.
Softer than a summer night.
We love you, folks. We love liberty. We love truth. We love justice. We love freedom. We love 700 horsepower cars. And we love Marilyn Monroe. And we love John Wayne. And we love humanity marching forward with freedom. And we love discovering what a fabulous universe we live in. But we also discover there's always control freaks and scum who don't want people to be free, who have to be dealt with. I'm your host, Alex Jones, Anthony Gucciardi, Infowars.com and StoryLeak.com writer, joins us. And we've got David Knight coming up in the next segment. You were getting cut off by the break. I guess you didn't have your headphones on to hear the music, Anthony. But you were getting into the, yeah, it's not just been that one guy that flew across the world hanging on the wheels of the plane. And then even though the wheels go up in the plane, it's not pressurized. Surviving at 30-something thousand feet, that's amazing. That's happened a lot. When I say hanging off the helicopter skids, I think of 1975 and the fall of Saigon in Vietnam. And that you've got millions of people set to get Ebola in Africa. What a disaster. And they're saying, don't worry. But hey, State Department says, go ahead and bring folks over who aren't even U.S. citizens. How is Obama and these people going to get away with it as it starts to spread? It's so reckless. See, people ask, why am I so concerned? It's so reckless, and they've turned all the default protections off, that it tells you there's some other big motive here. This is wildly reckless. Anthony?
Yeah, my main point was we're all freaking out about Thomas Duncan getting in the United States with Ebola, and then we're surprised. And I was talking about in the United States even, there's kids running away, running on the airstrips and jumping underneath the airplane wheels and traveling across the United States or even out of the country. Imagine in Liberia where it's even more lax and there's no actual FAA regulations going on over there. It's not hard to think that either, number one, the worthless CDC inspection of the patients getting on the plane is going to lead to thousands eventually of Ebola victims coming into the U.S. if something doesn't change, or just five or so could get into a wheel-bearing area of the plane and come on into the United States.
Exactly, but let's say they never do, even though common sense says it will happen. Why does the government not stop it when, like the media said last week, Australia is the only country to ban visas? That's not true. England, all of them, they stopped the flights months ago. It's just the lying is so crazy.
But Obama cares about our civil liberties. That's why the nurse can't be in quarantine who came back from directly hand-to-hand treating Ebola patients.
That's why he signed an executive order to lock anybody who's sick up forever, basically.
With respiratory.
3 months ago.
But you notice how they're campaigning at the super, super left website saying that the nurse is being held against her will. Obama is helping her because it's inhumane and it's against her civil liberties.
Yeah. Once it really starts spreading, then they're going to use it to totally take over.
Oh, of course.
And say, okay, you want tyranny? Here it is. No, we wanted you to shut it down when it was small and a few dozen people. They'll do it when it's millions. I'm telling you.
That is the question. Why are they not shutting it down now? That is it.
It's like somebody lights a fire. Some 3-year-old gets a lighter, lights a fire in your front yard. You see the few little flames there. It's high wind. It could start a forest fire, and you don't put it out. And I'm like, hey, why aren't you putting a little fire out? Well, now the fire is burning the whole yard. I'm going, you bring medical workers in with it, it's going to spread in Spain, the U.S. It's happened. Hey, now it's like two blocks is burning. They got fire trucks everywhere. They won't put it out. Now it's the whole neighborhood's on fire. And I'm going, you better put this out. And they're like, shut up, racist.
And you can't tell any of your neighbors to evacuate either. Absolutely not. That's the whole thing. It's not incompetence. Let's just be real.
Yeah, the fix is in. As soon as this new czar got in, everything shut down.
Who says there's too many people in Africa?
We could play that clip, but I already played it last week. All right, David Knight's coming up. You're going to be with us. Go over some of the real ways they're targeting. So let's just say Ebola's not a big deal. Ebola is not a big deal. I don't say Ebola on purpose. I keep saying Ebola.
Freudian slip.
Ebola.
But look, let's put it like this. Here is the proof that the government doesn't care if Ebola is going to kill you and it's not incompetence. Here's the proof. Why? There's three things they're pushing on you right now. The FDA had a possibility to ban it multiple times. And we're going to get into these three things that are killing you. They're literally making you stupid. They're ruining your fertility. And let's start right away with our favorite sodium fluoride. This is from Mercola summarizing some of the latest studies. We're going to reference them. It's the title, Fluoride May Be Your Next Contraceptive. We're talking about birth control level contraceptives. says, in the U.S., where about two-thirds of drinking water supplies are fluoridated with sodium fluoride, men may be putting their fertility at risk with every sip of water from the tap. Research has long linked fluoride in drinking water with sperm damage and other threats to reproductive health, although many Americans remain completely in the dark about the association. And then the study goes on to talk about how drinking sodium fluoride tap water may be toxic to sperm. And then you say, well, you know, that study, blah, blah. Okay, how about this? Major Harvard study published in Federal Government Journal confirms fluoride also lowers IQ. And this is in coordination with the National Cancer Society Institute that found that it created a tumor growth rate of 25%. But this Harvard study, it's actually directly from Harvard University, where they state, quote, our results support the possibility of adverse effects of fluoride exposure on children's neurodevelopment. And let's be clear, we're not getting into old fluoride news for those of you who know this. This is showing you that this is a government that will put fluoride in your tap water, knowing it's killing you, knowing you it's making you infertile. They don't care about Ebola. You can die of Ebola all day long.
Scheer, that won the Pulitzer Prize for Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, it's in his book about him putting fluoride in the camp to make him submit. And he got that from Stalin. It's on record that it's roach poison.
Yeah. The 20th edition of the prominent journal Environmental Health Perspectives, here's the key part, a federal government medical journal stemming from the United States National Cancer Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. They found that, quote, this is a quote, the children in high fluoride areas had significantly lower IQ than those who lived in low fluoride.
10 points.
Yes. Federal government medical journal.
That's the difference between your kid being a genius or just smart, or being smart and being a moron.
And it's making you infertile. And then look at this.
That's the real reason they put it in, yeah.
FDA, this is an article I wrote back in 2012. Common food items could contain 180 times more fluoride than tap water.
And that's on record that like powdered eggs and stuff, 300 times tap water.
Yep, it's the pesticides. It's a sodium aluminum fluoride, sodium fluoride derivatives, that they are effective at killing bugs. It's also very sticky, so when they spray it, it's more likely to stick on.
In fact, you could pull up the Wall Street Journal 2 years ago. The FDA, to its credit, because there's good people in there, said we need to phase out in the next 5 years fluoride as a pesticide. It bioaccumulates in the food.
And the United States, yeah, you're right. The government admitted after that federal journal published the results of lowering IQ, they started saying, yeah, we need to phase it out. But it's still a conspiracy theory, so it's okay. And then you're talking about the Wall Street Journal. Here's a piece from Forbes, and we have one from the Wall Street Journal on BPA, saying that the FDA rejects BPA ban, which happened, I guess, about a few months ago. And what happened was all this research, there's over 180 studies that directly relate BPA to breast cancer. And that was 2013, so there's probably more now. But Susan G. Komen would rather sell Kentucky Fried Chicken pink buckets to raise money than actually look at the BPA issue. And the FDA looked...
Well, that's because that charity's linked to abortion, the whole depopulation mill.
But look at this. The FDA says, quote, there is not compelling scientific evidence to justify new restrictions on BPA. And even Forbes calls them out as being totally ludicrous. And then we have everyday news studies. It's just impossible to keep
up. Stay there. We're going to get David Knight in here with you to finish up on this. Then we'll move into election coverage with David Knight, one of the hosts of InfoWars Nightly News and this radio show. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
With Anthony Gucciardi and David Knight. Unbelievable that we're already into November here on this Sunday transmission. Okay, we only got two segments left. We got to move quick. We got a bunch of election fraud news. They've got ballot initiatives where foreigners can come here and vote. I mean, this is getting really naked. This is getting out in the open. But, Anthony, finishing up with that stack of news articles, Wall Street Journal, Fox News, CNN, admitting everything we've been telling everybody forever, that BPA and glyphosate and all of this stuff is absolutely targeting us, then why did government put it into the food chain? Anthony, finish up.
Exactly. We're talking about the trifecta of attack, the three things that I think are absolutely key that the government continues to push on us, admitted by Forbes, CNN, every single major news source, basically, and federal government journals. all killing you, making you infertile, and making you stupid. And this ties directly into the question of why are they doing with this with Ebola? The government could never possibly have any ill means towards us, and they want to save us. Totally untrue.
That's why they injected black folks for 48 years secretly with syphilis, or where they radiated soldiers to death or foster children. They wanted to help them get into little pine boxes.
And that's why they give Monsanto speedy approval for their new GMOs and Roundup. So let's talk about Monsanto for a minute. Everyone hates Monsanto, but I don't think a lot of people understand what Roundup is. So it's their herbicide. It's the number one selling herbicide in the United States.
It's estrogen.
Basically, it's so many mimickers, it's insane. It's based on glyphosate, which is patented and owned by Monsanto. And the key thing about glyphosate is it's in all of our foods. It's in all of baby's blood. It's on all of the breast milk. It's even if you're eating organic, you're still getting exposed to glyphosate.
We're swimming in it. It's exactly. In basically all water supply.
It's in the water supply. It's contaminated all the groundwater. So what does glyphosate do? Well, basically it kills bugs and it kills weeds mainly since it's an herbicide, but it does kill bugs too. They can use it as a pesticide. But what it mainly does,
killing a bug means it's good for us.
Oh, of course. And it grows.
It's like BT corn grows its own pesticide that kills bugs. I mean, you eat something, kills bugs. I mean, it's,
right. And those are
get a can of Raid, drink it. I mean, that would kill you, but.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
But I mean, a conspiracy theorist.
Well, you're a conspiracy theorist, just like the federal government journal admits that fluoride lowers your IQ and it kills you and causes 25% enhanced tumor growth. But anyway.
And sevenfold increase in bone cancer in men.
And the National Cancer Institute, Dr. Dean Burke, says one part per million can actually murder you and kill you. But anyway, so let's talk about this. So glyphosate kills the beneficial bacteria in your gut. And why is this important? It does a lot of things. It causes cancer, it ruins your liver. But the most important thing to me is that it kills the beneficial gut bacteria. And this is important because as it's been shown in live science, and I always talked about this article because it's very powerful, it talks about the role of gut bacteria and what that means. Your gut is directly linked to your head. Your brain and your gut are symbiotic. They actually feed off each other. Here's from Live Science. This is May 22nd, 2011, so we've known this for a long time, since actually like 50 years.
Another conspiracy theory.
Another conspiracy
theory. Your gut feeds you and is connected to your brain.
And keep in mind, Live Science is basically just a news website that types up the latest studies. So anyway, says the role of gut bacteria in the body may extend beyond the stomach and intestines all the way to the brain. A new study in mice suggests, we've done it for like 50 years. The results show disrupting the normal gut flora, probiotic bacteria in the gut, of mice leads to changes in the animal's behavior, making them less timid, more adventurous, as well as leading to changes in their brain chemistry. So overall, it actually makes them insane. And it's been linked to schizophrenia.
Well, that's like in the study they covered the feds paid for. A little bit of Prozac in the water makes shrimp suicidal. They'll swim right up to a big fish.
Yeah, well, look at this. It says it's been associated with gastrointestinal disorders and gut flora disorders being associated with adverse behavior, including depression and anxiety.
Why are you racist against killing certain gut flora?
Well, I'm racist against Monsanto causing suicides, and about one farmer every 30 minutes in India kills themselves because of Monsanto as well. But specifically, this means that when you're eating this glyphosate and you're eating the other things and drinking alcohol and all that stuff, you're killing your gut flora, right? And alcohol overall, if you're drinking sometimes, wouldn't be that bad, except you're drinking basically glyphosate every single day.
Hold on, back up that statement, because it's well known that they planted the cotton and then it messed them up, and so the farmers are saying that. Monsanto never did anything wrong with Agent Orange or dioxin, and I think they're great people.
You're right. They paid $90 million in a settlement to a small town just because they wanted to be good people, not because they had harsh mutations that created like four-legged monster babies and everything like that. Everything was fine in Nitro.
That's right.
Everything was good.
I think all I'm going to eat is fast food owned by Monsanto. Well, they own the largest fast food chain.
You know, the U.S. government agrees with you, and it brings me up to this Guardian article that's really powerful from WikiLeaks, some information from cables. Called WikiLeaks, U.S. targets EU over GM crops. And by the way, it's total whitewash. What actually happened was some of the diplomats in Spain and other areas from the United States said that if you don't keep selling Monsanto's biotech crops, we're going to have trade wars with you. We're going to put sanctions on you and destroy your economy if you don't sell Monsanto's crops. Gee, that's interesting. The government loves you, and they know that it's making you insane and causing schizophrenia and causing anxiety, depression, and suicide just eating some of their stuff, and that GMOs are dismantling your very genetic code. But if other countries refuse to sell it, the United States is going to put trade sanctions and issue trade wars against countries that...
And it's admitted that a lot of these BT corns and other things are changing our genetics. It's leaking into it. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with diabetes up 3,000% or cancer up in children 10,000%? Pediatric cancer is trendy.
No, it's really cool. It's ripping holes in your gut. That's irritable bowel syndrome. It's destroying your colon.
German studies killing honeybees that eat the pollen of the corn. What's wrong with that?
And then you take
it. Why are you racist against killing honeybees?
Yeah, exactly. Why are you racist against causing schizophrenia?
Well, good job. We cover it all at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, StoryLeak.com, and we're fighting back with things like Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine. They want to put fluoride in. The good halogen is iodine that blocks it. InfoWarsLife.com, the Lung Shield, the Colloidal Silver Bullet, InfoWarsLife.com. Anthony, you'll be covering this more on InfoWars Nightly News on the show. We're going to break in a few minutes. I want to come back with election fraud in the final segment with David Knight, who's here as we get ready to focus. Next Tuesday night, we're going to broadcast for like 10 hours at InfoWars.com, separate from the radio show, with election coverage. David Knight will be there quarterbacking that with myself and others, Shikari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, Darren McBreen, John Baum, and Don Salazar and Kit Daniels and Kurt Nemo and so many others I haven't mentioned here. But briefly as we go to break, though, I know you're an engineer by training, a scientist. What is your take, David Knight, seeing all those articles about the glyphosates, the fluoride, and everything else? Are you a closed-minded conspiracy theorist? Prove you're good. Eat a teaspoon of fluoride and die to prove that you want to die for the government.
Well, you know, Alex, what I tell people, even before I get into the argument about what's good for you, what's bad for you, if fluoride is good for you, anything, why would you mass medicate the public by dumping it into the water supply? Everyone knows from just common sense that if you don't give the same dosage to a child, to a baby, that you do to an adult. It varies. And you can't control that when you dump it into the water supply. So if they're going to take anything and just dump it into the water, they can't control the dosage that anybody gets. And anything you take in the wrong dosage can be toxic. So certainly we know from this research that there's a lot of issues with fluoride, with glyphosate, with all these other things. You know, I try to filter it out as much as possible in my water. But, you know, when you're traveling, it's very difficult to do that. And so, you know, you're going to get fluoride in your water. But why would you pay to have it dumped into your water?
Well, that's another scam, is that the city of Austin pays millions a year.
Yeah.
And it's not even sodium fluoride that you do need some of.
Right.
It is the electrified hydrofluorosilicic acid.
Calcium fluoride you need some of, yeah.
Yeah.
We know why they're doing it.
That's right. It's calcium fluoride, not sodium fluoride, Anthony. Thank you. The point is that they're dumping electrified, deadly stuff in with hundreds of other chemicals. You know, most of our fluoride comes from China, and it's over 300 chemicals. It's lead, mercury, arsenic. It's a huge joke. They dump toxic waste in the water.
They would have to pay a lot of money to dispose of this toxic waste. And this started back with the aluminum companies. It picked up speed with the nuclear industry. They had these toxic waste byproducts from what they were doing in their industrial processes. Instead of disposing it safely, what they did was they convinced everybody that they needed it for their health and then had us pay to have it dumped into our water.
That's it. And how dare you have history, common sense, analysis? I want to apologize to the listeners. Drink extra fluoride. Drink the hydrofluorosilicic acid, totally deadly, many times more deadly in the studies than just regular sodium fluoride. The government loves you. Take all the shots, eat GMO, submit to them. There, that's some fairness in broadcasting there.
When I was in Bilderberg, I actually had a guy come over, talk to me privately and say, you know, I follow you guys all the time. I try to tell my friends here about you. And he goes, this one guy, he would not believe that you guys were legit. He said, nobody would dump fluoride into the water. They don't do it there. He couldn't believe that a government would do that. So because we talk about that, we're absolutely crazy. And he wouldn't listen to the fact that they put fluoride in the water here. He thought it was such an absurd idea.
That's right. We sent you over to Copenhagen to cover that. You did a great job with your wife. We'll be right back with David Knight on all the election news. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, extremist. Broadcasting worldwide.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Rising up to the challenge of our day. With a big steaming cup of fluoride, roach poison. I apologize for what we said earlier. The government loves you. Do whatever they say. And don't listen to InfoWars.com. Don't listen to David Knight right now about the open borders, the illegals all being told they can vote everywhere, the attorney general suing Texas who just wants you to have some form of ID. Do what the government says. They care. Everything's fine. That's why Congress has a 7% approval rating. I think that's wrong. I think those are traitors that don't love Congress. And I think we should worship any government out there. Romans 13, Kim Jong-un should be our president. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. David Knight, in the last 10 minutes, you have the floor. Get into this cornucopia of election fraud news we're already seeing as the Democrats pull out all the stops. Well, I'm nonpartisan. I'm just reporting the facts on that front.
We know, Alex, on issue after issue after issue, we see that it comes back to open borders. Now, Obama said that he wanted to remake our country, to fundamentally transform it. That's the way he's really doing it. You know, it back when Clinton was running, they said it's the economy stupid. Well, it's the border stupid. We see it on issue after issue, whether it's Ebola and we can't control our borders with that, whether it's crime. And also now we see with voting, it's going to affect the economy as well. It's that Cloward and Piven effect that's going to be down the road. People aren't feeling that immediately, but right now they can see what's happening, the effect of open borders with Ebola, with crime, and now with voting. But they're fine with that. Remember, it was just last week that Obama said, he's telling people, hey, I'm from Chicago, we vote often or whatever, vote early, vote often, whatever. I mean, Chicago is famous for the corruption. Even going back to the Nixon JFK election, that was very very prominent in that election. But they've always had a reputation for corruption. Now we've got the Illinois legislature, and there's a measure before the voters on the ballot in Illinois. This has already passed both houses of the Illinois legislature.
Yeah, this isn't just some quack deal. I mean, this could pass.
Right. This is coming from the legislators wanting this to be affirmed by the voters. It passed the House 109-5. It passed the Senate unanimously. And this is what they're saying.
This is treason.
Yes, this is what they're saying. And when they put this up for the election, the state representatives, the state senators were saying, this is about voter ID. We want to kill voter ID. This is what this is about. But listen to how they unpack it. They say no person will be denied the right to register or vote based on, and they'll have a whole list of things. Here's some of the ones: ethnicity, status as a member of a language minority, or national origin. I mean, why would we?
Unbelievable. It's saying we'll let foreigners vote, or people that are here illegally, or folks that aren't citizens. That is treason.
That's essentially.
My God, I mean, if they can do that, they can bring in 10 million people, 20 million, and then break any deadlock vote, take our guns, you name it. That's their plan.
Absolutely. If you want to destroy the country, a country is defined by its borders. If you don't have any borders, you can bring in any voting bloc from any other country and fundamentally transform.
And give them free welfare, pay them off to vote for you.
Exactly.
This is how they're using our system to bring us down. This is outrageous. I mean, I can't believe they're this big of traitors, the Democratic Party, and that people like Boehner are protecting them. It's these neocon, fake conservatives that are just the scum of the earth.
There's been a fight this entire year just to get voter ID. And of course, we're told that it's racist if you act for voter ID. Where do you not have to show any kind of a photo ID? You have to show it if you're cashing a check. Every interaction you have.
And this is to show that you registered and that this is where you live.
Exactly.
And then, of course, I mean, it's ridiculous. And Texas allows 8 forms. You could use anything you want. One of 8.
North Carolina, where I was, they didn't even require any ID, not even non-photo.
And that's why La Raza, which means the race, and in my view is the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan organization funded by big corporations that want to break the country up and take it over, they published voter guides this week on where to vote when there's no ID.
Absolutely. On the Washington Post, they had it. I tabulated this by percentage. You know, it's only 14% of the states where you have a photo ID is required to vote. Only 14%. And 39%. There's absolutely no identification whatsoever. The rest of them, you can have an ID, but no photo, or they might request an ID, but you don't have to necessarily provide it. So you can just basically walk in North Carolina, you've been able to walk in, give them a name and an address, and they let you vote. You don't have to be that person. And with extended...
Over and over again.
Exactly. With extended voting periods, people can, as they say, vote early, vote often.
And remember Obama saying to all his people... Now, listen, I don't want you to cheat, but you can vote over and over again. That was a very creepy statement.
Just this last week, there was a group called the Virginia Voter Alliance. They filed a lawsuit because they found that in just one county, in Frederick County, they found that there were thousands of people who were getting out of jury duty. And they, of course, they pulled the jury duty roster from the voters registration list. So there was all these people that were on the voter registration list that had been voting. They called them up for jury duty and they said, I'm not a citizen. And it's like, well, what are you doing on the voter registration list? And that's thousands of people in just one Virginia county.
And that's the other issue, is they're above the law with DWIs. They're above the law with crime. The counties and cities, the feds won't take them. They're releasing felons, rapists. This is happening. I'm even amazed at how criminal the Democrats are, because I've never been partisan, but I got to say, the Democrats are crazy.
Yes.
I mean, all over the country, they will target a sheriff, even if they're a Democrat, if they call the feds on a rapist who's an illegal. So they finally, the feds never come, so the sheriff releases a rapist, they go right back out and kill a little girl. That's a real case. Yeah. Or kill two cops, like last week. I mean, it's just crazy that the establishment is this nuts.
I was just at a meeting a week and a half ago where the La Raza people were coming after the sheriff here in Travis County, a black Democrat, and they were angry with him. Why? Because he is following the secure communities guidelines, which were set up under Bush, also continued on through Obama. But Obama's pushing back on this. Under secure communities, whenever they arrest somebody for committing a crime and they believe that they're illegal aliens, they're supposed to give their information to ICE.
That's just
ICE
standard. I mean, that's not...
Exactly.
It's like if I got arrested for a supposed crime, they would say, you know, U.S. citizen, Texas resident. I mean, they just put your info in.
So you don't have any information.
But if you do that, La Raza goes crazy.
And they were going crazy.
It's a bunch of spoiled illegal aliens on corporate mammary glands just running everything.
This guy is trying to explain to them, here he is, he's a black Democrat, he's trying to explain to them, I'm trying to do my job to get criminals out of the community. And it's like, you're sending back people because they're here, you know, they're undocumented. They don't like to...
Yeah, I mean, you know, all he did was rape somebody or rob a bank, and now you want to send them back. What's your problem?
It's absolutely...
Insane. That's what I mean. They're so entitled and over the top. It's like you're only a citizen now if you're an illegal. They've got all the rights.
They have more rights. We've had two situations in my family. Both I and my son were hit by illegal aliens. Okay? They basically...
That's right. You missed work. You keep getting rammed into.
Yeah. They get both times. Hit us from the back. Okay? The cops get there and basically say, you know, calm down. He can go. You know, no problem. They don't get a ticket. Now, if you
because cops have told me, cops have said, because the judges say, hey, they're above the law.
Yes.
I had a Travis County prosecutor here a few years ago came to visit me. In fact, I'm not going to say any names, but they said, no, we're ordered to let them go. And we're sick of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the situation I was in, I was stopped at a light and a guy's in a large truck. And when the light turned green, he just started driving over my car. My son was driving along 30 miles an hour and gets hit broad daylight by somebody, rear-ended by a guy, and he was still going 30 miles an hour, well, and the guy rear-ended.
Your son should have laid out on the road, had him run over him to prove he wasn't racist.
It's absolutely...
Well, they're trying to collapse a failed third-world country and a third-world failed continent into the U.S.
Yeah.
as a political weapon, because the Democrats could just hand out all the money all day. The Republicans want cheap laborers, and the Republican leadership's trying to kill the Tea Party. I mean, this is total treason.
This should be a wake-up call for everybody. If they're going to say that that's the one thing that you don't need any identification for, you know that it's fraudulent. If this thing... The only
they're catching them in every city.
Yeah.
They're catching them in every county and every state. Illegals just know how to work the system, and they're just wandering around doing whatever they want.
You know, this voter ID thing is going to have legs even after the election. Of course, a lot of stuff is being hidden from us until after the election. We can't
Ebola, you name it.
Yeah, we can't know what the Obamacare rate increases are going to be until after the election. And of course, in many of these places where they have had court battles and they're going back and forth, in North Carolina, the Republicans tried to get voter ID put on the ballot, then it got challenged, it got taken off, then on appeal, it got put back on. Same thing here in Texas. So this is going to go back and forth, back and forth. It could have an effect on the election. After the
election. Oh, I agree. This is the North American Union. This is global governance.
Yes.
This is what they've done in Europe.
Yes.
This is absolute treason. It's a welfare state that can bring in groups that'll be compliant, client voters. Nothing against these people, but man, the arrogance.
Oh, yeah.
Of Austin cops have told me, it's been all over the news worldwide, not just here, the illegals are above the law because they incentivize them. Banks give them bank accounts with no ID, or they can have all the fake IDs they want. The guy that killed the two cops in California last week had multiple IDs. Yeah. He'd been arrested over and over again.
He'd been sent out over and over again.
Been deported.
Exactly, under the secure communities. But, you know, Alex, it is something that is above Obama. It is much broader than that. As you mentioned, this is the North American Union.
You're right. A repudiation of Obama is only a repudiation of their front. That's David right. Knight, you'll be covering this all in detail tomorrow with me on the syndicated weekday radio show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we've got extended coverage in InfoWars Nightly News for like 10 hours election night. InfoWars.com for links, the free feeds, everything. Be safe, folks. God bless you all. Until next time.